It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm your chairman, and I'm bored out of my mind. I've got another 12 hours in this day to kill, and there's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go, and I could potentially snap. So, I don't know. What are we doing? I guess we can watch TV. What's on TV here? Oh, here's a cute movie where Jennifer Aniston is taking her clothes off because she's a stripper, and Jason Sudeikis is a drug dealer. And that's boring. And why is it that, in all the Jennifer Aniston movies of the last, I don't know, few years, she has to, you know, be naked. Or, you know, at least close to naked. I'm not complaining necessarily. She's perfectly acceptable, half naked. Or mostly naked, probably fully naked. It kind of doesn't matter. But, you know, it's weird. How come we didn't see her naked earlier, like, you know, when she was under 40 years old? It's kind of strange, in a way. I mean, in the sense that you'd think younger girls would want to be exposed on camera more than older women. So it just seems counterintuitive. I'm not really complaining. I'm not offended by Jennifer Aniston's nudity. So, I don't exactly know what I'm complaining about here. Let's see what else we have on. Oh, here's a movie that I actually like. Crazy Stupid Love. I don't particularly like Steve Carell, but this is probably the best movie he's done. Ryan Gosling is just absolutely spectacular in it, and so is Emma Stone, for that matter. Those two ended up being really great together, which is why they have this new movie together called La La Land. Do I want to see La La Land? Well, I kind of do, just because they work so good together. But, you know, I'm not going to rush out and see it in the theaters. I'm going to wait a year or two and wait for it to come onto TV, because I am lazy. Lazy and poor. Well, I guess that would be better than, that's better than being industrious and rich. At least I have the free time to enjoy my poverty. You know, all these super rich guys, they're never having any fun. They're too busy making money all the time. Don't get to spend your money. Why, you know, bother making it to begin with? I know nothing. High finance, it's not for me. What else is on? Let's try the sports channels, because we know there's no damn sports on. Yeah, here we go. Woohoo. Poker. What's on this sports channel? Ooh, the car auction. Are you kidding me? What's on this sports channel? Some documentary about the Cubs. Okay. Who gives a crap? Oh, the one non-boring thing that happened to me today was I learned all about a game called bandy. Yes, this is a sport. And I was glad to learn about it. Bandy is played in all your basic frozen countries, and it is the forerunner to hockey. You know, you hear me always joking about hockey being, you know, ice football with stick. Well, that's what bandy actually is. Imagine hockey, but on the size of a football field. And then with 11 guys on a team, just like football. And then give them a round ball instead of a puck, and it is exactly ice football with stick. And they play it in Russia and Norway and your other Scandinavian countries, and I think they play in England. And it was this game, bandy, that hockey was derived from, apparently by the Canadians, from what I understand in my preliminary research. So, if anybody asks you if there's offsides in bandy, you can say yes, and you just explain that it's just like in soccer. So, yeah. Now I want to play bandy. I know of no one who plays. I don't know where to go. Obviously, I'm going to have to go to Norway or Russia. Oh, and look who's walking into the room now. It's some kind of fluffy butt kitty. Hi! Walking right up to me. I thought you were taking a nap, and so I was going to do my show while you were sleeping, so that you wouldn't be bothered or come down here and harass me like you are now, because you are so fluffy. Oh yeah, why are you looking at the window? Because it's windy and there's stuff blowing up against the window and we don't know what it is. And we're a kitty. Okay, well, so here's a movie called Mrs. Winterbourne. I've always sort of intended to watch this, but never did. There's Ricky Lake. Yay for Ricky Lake. And then, oh, here we are on the Hallmark Channel. And guess who I'm looking at? What is her name? Dr. something something. Let me look at the credits here. Yes, Danica McKellar. Dr. Danica McKellar. Everybody's favorite math PhD turned Hallmark Channel star. You might remember her as Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years. Yeah, she got some math degrees and got smart and then realized, wait, you can't make any money with a math PhD. And so she went back to acting, bad acting, on the Hallmark Channel. And then it looks like we got some Simpsons on the Simpsons Channel. I'm not really surprised. Oh, I hope I don't snap. Hey, Pippa, you want to go ballistic with me? You wanna go crazy on some people? And she says, I'm going to go crazy on you if we don't do some kitty stuff here pretty soon. Okay, let's get the blankie. Let's get the banky and do some banky stuff. Okay, here's a great one. Let me just read the description on the TV here. There's a film called Silent Rage, and the description reads, a Texas sheriff, played by Chuck Norris, yeah, it's funny already, tries kung fu on an axe murderer who, revived by doctors, cannot be killed. I don't think we're watching that one. But you know what the really weird thing about today is? I want candy. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you always want candy. And whereas that is, for the most part, true. Today I am actually sort of hungry for chocolate. And I don't want chocolate so much as I want chocolate and caramel. I want, like, a caramello bar. Or weren't there some Hershey's Kisses with caramel in the middle? Or am I thinking of something else? You know, that's what I want. And I have no way to get any of that. All the stores are closed. Plus, I have no dollars. Actually, that's not true. I think I have at least a couple of dollars. I have about 7, if memory serves. But, of course, I don't think I would be spending that on candy, given the opportunity. Still. Candy. I need to have... I have some good hot chocolate mix. Maybe I could... I don't know. I'm losing my damn mind up in here. You know what else I just realized? And this might seem odd, but... I don't even know how this came to me, but I haven't seen a single polar bear with a bottle of Coca-Cola commercial. Not once this holiday season. Could it be that they have finally retired that? Wow. Maybe it's true. Maybe we will never see that again. Wow, I can't believe how happy I am about that. And in that same vein, I'm pretty sure that I haven't heard any Mannheim Steamroller music this year. And wow, yeah, I'm thinking about it, and I have realized that this is in fact the true. I think this is the first holiday season I've gone through in the last 30 years, possibly a little bit more, without hearing any Mannheim Steamroller. Last year, I heard very little. The only time I heard it was when I was like flipping through TV channels and there was, you know, like shows about holiday lighting craziness, and then, you know, people are blasting out of their houses. If you're unfamiliar with Mannheim Steamroller, I only can envy you. Mannheim Steamroller is a musical group. I'm loath to call them a band, from Omaha, Nebraska, who produced that horrible Christmas music back in the 80s. Remember when everybody thought, oh, listen to this cool music, it's the traditional Christmas carols, but it's played on a synthesizer. Wow, isn't this great? And that, it just sucked. But somehow, that managed to sell millions and millions and millions of albums over the decades, and it might now finally be over. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And as a funny aside, I got an email from Booper, a couple weeks ago, and he was bitching about Mannheim Steamroller and how crappy it was and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I was like, you know, it's funny you should mention that. I haven't heard any all this year. I'm super happy about it. And he's like, is Mannheim Steamroller the worst thing ever? And actually, I told him no. There is one thing worse, and that's Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And why are they worse? Because they're the copycats. They're the ones that said, oh yeah, we could do this too, but we could do it with electric guitars, and we can rock out. Because, you know how much, you know, the 50 to 75-year-old crowd loves to rock out and go to concerts with electric guitars. And so, you know, you got these pseudo-rockers in their leather vests with no shirts on, wearing a Santa hat, and they're doing that power stance with their legs spread, and they've got their BC Rich Warlock guitar. Yeah, deck the halls. Deck the freaking halls. And somehow that reminded me of something else. I've got this milk jug. You know, I should explain. You know, I don't drink milk. I'm pretty lactose intolerant. But occasionally I have to buy some milk so I can cook something that I want to eat. And since it just uses a little bit of milk, and I can't even talk today. Being as any recipe that I eat that contains milk only uses a very small amount, and the fact that I take lactose enzyme pills to help ameliorate the whole lactose issue, I end up finding myself purchasing milk in small quantities. At one point in time, I was just buying those little, like, school milk cartons. But anyway, a couple days ago, I went to the store and I had to get some milk for something, and they didn't have any of the little... No, I know what it was. I needed a little bit more than your basic school milk carton. Your school milk carton is like half a pint. I needed like an entire pint. And I didn't want to buy two, and they didn't even have any of the cartons, and blah, 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 because I was at the weird store. And so I ended up having to buy a quart of milk. Now, if you're European or from any other civilized country in the world other than the United States, a quart is an American liter. I guess that's about all you need to know. but this wasn't a regular quart slash liter bottle. You know how they're kind of tall? This one was short and squat, and it was like as tall as it was wide, and I had to buy it. I was like, yes, this is just the right amount of milk I need for me. And I ended up using the milk, you know, cooked it, ate it, blah, blah, blah. And now I've got this milk jug. I love this little milk jug. I love the way it looks. I love its aesthetics. This is good industrial design. And I'm just entirely enamored with this milk jug. And I didn't throw it away. I didn't throw it in the recycle bin. It's just sitting on my kitchen counter because I feel like I need to do something with it, but I don't know what to do with it. And I don't mean, oh, I should put some liquid in it and I should use it to hold liquids because that's what it was designed for. No, you know me. I'm the divergent thinker guy. When I see this thing, I see some kind of, I don't know, a spaceship? Am I seeing a funky looking airplane? Is it a tank? All I know is I feel like I need to glue some things to it and then paint it so it looks like something else. Maybe stick some wings on it. I could put some big engines on it. It could be a spaceship in a Star War. It could be some kind of big space tank. I don't know. But I gotta stop doing this. This is a behavior that is recurrent in my life. I feel the need to save certain types of pieces of trash so that I can make something out of it. What am I gonna make? I don't know. But it looks like something, and I have the, it's not an urge, this compulsion to save this piece of garbage. And I do this a lot. I have entire buckets filled up with product blisters. You know, anything that has got like vacuum formed blisters. You know what I'm talking about, blister packaging. Anything that looks like something else but smaller, I have to save it. Because there's this part in my mind that thinks, oh, I can make something out of this. I can make something really cool. Do I actually do this? Do I actually make the cool thing out of the blister? Very rarely. And that's why I have buckets filled up with interestingly shaped plastic blisters. Because, you know, what's going to happen is someday somebody's going to call me up and say, I've got myself into a weird situation and I need your help. I need to build a big model about 40 feet by 40 feet of some industrial, like, space city. And I'm going to go, well, yeah, I can help you out. I've got entire buckets full of blisters. Oh, I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. But that's nothing. Guess how I woke up today? Guess what happened to me? Guess what the highlight of my day was? Yeah, so I woke up early. I couldn't go back to sleep. I tried to 100 times. I finally decided I gotta get up. I got up and I went upstairs into the kitchen and I made my waffles and my one sausage. And I ate that. And then I took my bowl back up into the kitchen and I washed it in the sink. And I was walking out of the kitchen and splorch. I stepped in something wet and a lot of it. And it was slippery. And I almost went down, but I didn't. Saved myself at the last second. Grabbed onto the banister for my stairs. I looked down. Actually, the thought occurred to me what happened before I looked down, and I thought, did I just step in cat puke? And I looked down, and yes, I did. And there's my Katie right over there. She looked over at me when I said cat puke. Yeah, because you're a puke baby. You're a fluffy puke machine. That's what you are. Yeah, you're vomit babies. Yeah, that's a good baby. Yeah, so somehow I missed it the first time, two times I walked by it, but yeah, I managed to step in some cat vomit. Almost went down, so there I am, standing there with a whole load of cat vomit on the bottom of my foot. I limped upstairs, stuck my foot in the bathtub, washed my foot off, came back down, cleaned up the cat puke, and that's when I saw another big pile of kitty hork over not too far away. So I cleaned that up too, and make sure my kitty's feeling okay. I guess maybe we just had a hairball or something. But yeah, that's how I started my day off. Stepping in some kitty puke. Oh, that's because we love babies so much. Every time I say cat puke or kitty puke, my cat looks over at me and says, "Are you talking about me?" "Yes, I'm talking about you." Oh, brother. So you know what I should do, really? I wonder if I need to clean out her food and water bowls or something. Just in case. Yep, I probably will. Yeah, so that's what I do. That's my life. It's exciting. It's full of interesting plastic shapes, cat puke, and delicious tea. Oh yeah, so good. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I like to drink tea so much. It's a rainy winter day. It's over 50 degrees Fahrenheit. That's unusual for this time of year. The last waning days of 2016, you'd think it would be 20 degrees or lower. But no, it's not. It's 50 degrees and raining. And I'm just sitting in here drinking hot tea. Yeah. And watching horrible television. I did get to watch a little bit of Doctor Who last night. I was busy doing other stuff. But I got to see a great Leela and Tom Baker episode. This tea is just right. And that reminds me. Isn't my soap opera on tonight? I'm going to have to double check. It may not be just due to the whole holiday thing. Oh no, looks like they're running Forrest Gump, back to back. And then a repeat of last week's episode at midnight. And at 1. And at 2. So, yeah, 3 hours of my soap opera reruns that I won't watch come on at midnight. And that's a good thing, because now we gotta check the Comet Network, because we might get Johnny Sacco tonight. Yes, we do get Johnny Sacco tonight at 11:30 and at midnight. Let's put on our glasses. Ow, so that was my wrist. So we can read the description. Alright, the first episode of Johnny Sacco and his flying robot tonight is: Daisaku and Minami are seen when they approach a strange villa in the heart of the Japanese Alps, which they suspect is a secret base of BF Syndicate. Yeah, I bet you didn't know that there was Japanese Alps. And then at midnight, the second episode of Johnny Sacco and his flying robot, a huge balloon comes down in the Ginza and lifts away a big building. Yeah. So that's going to be awesome. That's great. You know, because due to the holiday stuff, I don't have any football highlights, and I don't have my soap opera to watch tonight, so we're going to get double episodes back-to-back of Johnny Sacco and his flying robot. I'm pretty excited about it. Uh-oh. In danger, Will Robinson. The fluffy puke machine has approached and is now looking at all the cords and all the interesting cables that are being draped around so I can do radio shows. Okay, whew, that was a close one. Somebody got uninterested.
What's the baby doing?
Oh, for a minute there, I thought we were going to have kitties chewing on the power cords. Oh, I just got to make it through the rest of the day. without cats chewing on anything or puking on me or attacking me in the middle of the night, throwing ballpoint pens at me, and then jumping on me. Because that's what cats do. I just gotta make it through the rest of the night. If I can make it till 6 a.m., I'll be fine. Then the holiday season will officially be over, and we will be back to watching football. I'm going to watch so much football tomorrow. I'm so excited for it. And then I got so much football. I'm so happy that it's finally... I've had to go without watching football for... How long has it been? 5 days? 6 days? I can't even count that high when it comes to number of days without watching football. going 1 day is highly unusual. 1 day without me seeing a football game, or at least the highlights of a game, that's really unusual. And that takes an act of God or government, or, you know, something weird has to be going down for me to miss that. But this is that bizarre time of year where everything gets weird and I don't get to see any football. But then everything is made up for it, because then there's so many football games, blah, 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 until the end of the calendar year that it's absolutely insane. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, Tobe, well, you must go crazy in the off season. And that's where you would be wrong, because as I may have mentioned before, in football, there is no off season. Yes, there is a season for league play, and that is 10 months out of the year. And then in the summer, the leagues don't play, but that's when there's international football. That's when all of the other stuff is going on between countries, and there's other tournaments, you know, like World Cup or the Euros or any of the tournaments that take place in all of the confederations. Blah, 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 blah. Basically, there is no non-football season. There is always football. Why? Because everybody loves football. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, no, they don't. I live in America. We barely even have it on TV here. Yeah, but, you know, America, that's one country out of 333 that doesn't care about football. Yeah, that's less than 1%. That's less than one-third of 1%. Everybody else in the world is like me, and they need to watch football every single goddamn day. And that's a beautiful thing. Be a citizen of the world. Love football. I love football. And I love food. And I'm going to have to eat some food soon. What do I have? What am I going to eat? I think today is rice day, if memory serves. And I also need to make some more tea, because I think I'm almost out of tea here. Oh, there's barely any left. Oh, yeah. And we're down to the dregs. I now have to make more tea. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and I'm the guy who needs to make tea, along with being the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Thick Fantasy, every Sunday and Monday from 1 to 2 UTC. That's Saturday and Sunday evenings in the Western Hemisphere of planet Earth.